Proclamation number 5909 of 20th of March, 1954. Light in the darkness. No compulsion. I want to let my light shine everywhere where there is still darkness. I want to help all people gain knowledge. I want to impart the pure truth to them, and I want them to become blissfully happy through the truth. The earth need not be shrouded in darkness because everything truly happens from me to illuminate it. But the fact that it is in such profound spiritual darkness is solely due to people's will, who close themselves off from the light when it would like to shine upon them. Who avert their eyes when a ray of light touches them and voluntarily turn to the darkness again. And as long as this human will does not strive towards the light itself, it cannot have any illuminating power either, because this has been the law since eternity that spiritual resistance to my emanation of love nullifies its effectiveness. The human being must want light to come into and around him. Only then will his resistance be broken, and only then will my divine light of love shine into the human being with full strength. Only then will he come to realization, and only then will he live his life consciously, i.e., directed towards the aim which is set for him in earthly life. To become perfect, that is, to be filled with light and strength, as he was in the beginning. In the last days, however, people's will is strongly directed downwards, towards the kingdom of darkness. Because all their thoughts and aspirations are directed towards earthly goods. Dead matter which contains entirely immature spiritual substances. All immaturity is lightless, and light can only shine when such obstacles are removed through which the light cannot penetrate because spiritual resistance is present. Everything earthly material is still under the sign of resistance, thus the human being's thinking and willing must first rise above earthly material things so that he can be effectively touched by the radiation of light. In simple words, he can only come to the realization of truth, to the light from me, when he detaches himself from the earthly material world, when this no longer fills his thoughts, but everything that exists outside the material world appears more important to him, and when he turns his will and his thinking towards this kingdom. Then an immensely beneficent light will also radiate from the kingdom and fill his heart with joy. Then he can be introduced to truth by me, then he will mature in realization and have knowledge at his disposal which can never be imparted to him earthly. It is simply the human being's will which determines his realization and maturity. And I cannot force this will. I can only influence the human being again and again such that he changes his will himself if it is wrongly directed. For this reason I can certainly light a little lamp everywhere, but I cannot force the light upon people who don't want to accept it and feel more comfortable in the darkness. And this is why the earth is in deepest spiritual darkness. Because people don't want it to become light and would rather do anything to extinguish the lights which my grace and mercy repeatedly let shine for them. Yet every rightly directed will is blessed by me a thousandfold, for such a will is able to influence its fellow human beings again and open doors into which my light can now shine, and in a small circle the darkness of night has given way to the light of day. And clearly recognizable is the path which people now take and which leads towards the right aim, towards me, who is the light and the truth from eternity. Amen.